Hey, welcome back to School Spirit on Armor of God Catholic Radio. This is Tom McNew, and Miss Robin Spencer is back with us today. We have a very, very special guest today. We're going to take a little bit of a focus on a individual who has graduated from a Catholic high school. We'll talk more about her experiences in school and where that led her in life. So let me introduce very beautiful guest that we have with us here. Emery, thanks for joining us.
I think you might be partial.
I might be partial.
I think you're beautiful too.
Well, thank you, Robin.
So Emery McNew, for those of you that don't know, yes, indeed, is my wife. But she is more importantly a graduate of
Marian Catholic High School in Chicago Heights, Illinois. Class of 83.
Woohoo!
Go Spartans.
Go Spartans.
That is too funny. We were talking before we came on the air about school songs, and I don't remember any of that stuff. We won't get into that. I won't make you sing the school song. That's okay. But no, seriously, want to dive into this this whole decision-making process, because remind our listeners now, you went to a grade school, public school, and then made the decision to go to Catholic high school. So kind of talk through that.
Well, it was for pretty selfish reasons, I admit. I'm the youngest of three, and my brother and sister both went to, we all went to public school. They went to public high school in the town I lived in, and I did not know how to swim, and I didn't want to. I heard horror stories about the kids being kicked by the gym teachers into the pool, into the deep end, and I was certain that I would drown. And that was really my motivation for wanting to go to a Catholic school that didn't have a swimming pool.
Interesting.
I know that I told you it was very selfish.
Well, I think God sometimes works in mysterious ways, right? And perhaps that's how he led you there.
Perhaps. I still don't know how to swim. And I never got kicked into a pool. So I'm pretty happy I did almost drown one time with a life jacket on. But
we'll save that story for later.
Yeah, that's another story for another time. But I saw my brother and sister, as the youngest, you have like this great gift of being able to see from others' experiences and make decisions based on, how did they act? What did they do? How much trouble did they get into? And then, how can I avoid getting in trouble and being yelled at and grounded and all that kind of stuff?
But now you're, how many years between your brother and your sister?
My sister is 4 years older and my brother's 5 years older than me. So my brother was already in college. Mm-hmm. She was a freshman in college when I was in eighth grade and my sister was graduating high school at that time. So she was already graduated when I started at Marian. We were blessed to have a large selection of Catholic schools to choose from, and they had an open house at our Catholic church. And you could go and meet teachers and the nuns or the brothers that were running the schools, and you could compare between an all-girls school or an all-boys school or a co-ed school. And the majority of the Catholic schools all did have a college preparatory curriculum. So that was a big difference between the Catholic school and the high school, the public school. Once I got into school, the differences were very significant between the education I received and that my brother and my sister did in the public school system. And I believe that's still the same today here locally at Holy Trinity and the other schools in the Austin Diocese that are Catholic high schools. They hold you to a higher standard, a higher bar. And as a student, you rise to the occasion, and you are more prepared to go into college from having that kind of a curriculum. The curriculums have changed so much since then, and there's the core curriculum, and the other classical education is coming back. And so there's some differences to the curriculum that I would have received versus what is current now. But You know, I had several nuns as teachers. I had
before we I want to cut you off there because I want to go back to this open house.
The decision.
House,
oh, okay.
The open house. So, and that's because that's part of the decision that you went through now. So describe just that kind of that event, that day, if you will. As much as you can remember.
Well, I do remember that you know, there were a few other friends of mine that I had gone to school with that were going to Mother Macaulay. That was an all-girls school, and I had heard horror stories about going to all-girls schools versus co-ed schools, and I was little boy crazy, so I really just didn't want to be just with all girls, to be honest with you. The other decision process that I had, I was kind of leaning towards Providence or Marion, and both of them had a casual, not a uniform. They had, you just had to wear a dress code. They had a dress code. Girls had to wear skirts, couldn't wear jeans. Nobody could wear jeans except on, you know, one day a year, school spirit day or something like that. And the boys all had to wear ties and dress shirts. And so you had to be in dress clothes. Mm-hmm. And at that, up to that time, I was pretty much a tomboy. And I was like, well, it'll help me learn how to dress more ladylike. So I was kind of drawn to that aspect of it, that I, instead of a uniform, that is a little more rigid. And although, you know, not, I like the idea of the uniform because students don't have to compete so much in who's got the newest outfit and who's got the most expensive outfit, because, you know, I was going to school in clothes that my mom sewed for me, while other kids, you know, were in clothes that they bought at the store. And that was, you know, kind of a differentiating, you know, aspect of the social classes in school. But my decision to was based on co-ed and not having the uniform. And then I also was drawn to Marion because the sisters lived there. It was run by the Springfield Dominican Sisters. They lived on the premises. They had a little chapel that was their own chapel. And they wore the full habit, the long habit, But we, I was drawn to that over Providence because they didn't have any sisters really, and it was more, it seemed a little more liberal of a school, and the and Marian Catholic seemed a lot more traditional Catholic to me.
So you realized that you had this choice of not having to go to the public high school because these different parish or these different schools came to your parish and gave information out.
Right. They It was like an open house for going to a Catholic high school. It was, you know, making the choice was a burden on my, financially on my parents. You know, they had to make some sacrifices, especially my mom. She made a lot of sacrifices because obviously she had to sew me a bunch of clothes too, you know, so that I had the proper outfits to wear to school. I think... In the long run, I think both my parents would say that they were glad that they made the sacrifice.
So as you were starting your education at Marian Catholic, and you kind of hit on this a little bit, the differences with the quality of education. And again, I'm not trying to bash the public schools anywhere, Chicago, Central Texas, or anywhere, but how readily or did you really recognize the difference in the education that you were getting?
Well, sure. At the open house, they talk to you about what their curriculum's going to be, you know? I mean, when you start high school, you have to pick your classes. I think I had already gone to the public school and had registered.
Okay.
You know, you had to go pick your Spanish class and, you know, all your different classes. And, so it took a while for my parents to be able to, you know, come up with the money because it was pretty expensive. I want to say it was $4,000 a year back then. Mm-hmm. It was not cheap. At least I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But, I did know that it was going to be a harder curriculum than what the public school would be.
Did you know the path that you wanted to go on as far as the vocation went when you, at that point in your life? Now, nowadays, of course, they kind of have to pick that in the public schools, but
No, we didn't. We didn't have to state anything at that point in high school, a direction that we wanted to go. I didn't really know what I, I was always attracted to art and writing. Were kind of the two, so more the liberal arts is probably more my drive.
So you knew the core curriculum itself. That was the information you received, and that was the information that you were, okay, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And in fact, I believe that it was, pretty sure it was mandatory that you had a language for at least 3 years versus like the public school was 2 years, I mean, there was a lot of things that were a lot more rigid.
And then, of course, there was
religion. You had religion class. And, I do remember specifically from a faith side, just some of the visiting nuns that came in and like substituted and some of the things that they told us. And, we had to do reports about religious topics and things like that. So, and each year in high school was a different kind of theme. I remember junior year was like church history. We had to learn all the history of the church. Mm-hmm. And that was a little drier, but I do know that I remember specifically feeling like I had been unprepared to start Catholic school from a public life, public school life, because I had never heard the Glory Be to the Father prayer. And that was, we would pray before every class, and that was one of the prayers that we would say, and it was like everybody else knew it but me.
So you saw that a lot of your fellow students had gone to Catholic schools in the kind of the K-8 background, and you came in.
Right. I was one of very few that were outside of the Catholic curriculum. So, that was a little bit different, but I enjoyed praying before classes. We'd pray before all of our football games, pray in the class specifically for the team.
So talk a little bit more then about, kind of a day-to-day experience, as you went. No, I won't make you say when, what year you graduated from.
I already said that.
It was a couple of years ago.
Hopefully nobody remembers.
But
day-to-day. Well, it was like any high school. We had a locker, we had our books, we had to change classes.
Yeah, no.
We had to share lockers. It was all assigned. Mm-hmm. You didn't get to have your own locker until senior year. You shared a locker, and it was always assigned by alphabetical names. So, as you went up in school, you had different set of lockers, different, I think the same girl that was my locker mate my first year was next to me the rest of my life at school.
Alphabetical.
Yeah, because it was alphabetical.
Folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is Tom McNew, and you're listening to School Spirit here on Armor of God Catholic Radio. And we're talking to my lovely wife, Amory, who is a graduate of Marian Catholic High School in
Chicago Heights, Illinois.
We're talking a little bit about her experiences in Catholic school and how that differed from some of her contemporaries who had spent their entire life in the Catholic school up to that point. And so if you missed the first part of our episode today, you can always tune in on Sunday at the same time at 12 o'clock. And we'll rebroadcast this episode then. So you were talking a little bit about your experiences there at Marian Catholic High School and kind of the day-to-day. And again, like you said, some of it is kind of the same as what kids are going to go through now. But
well, I just have to add this. We did have this extra special perk senior year. We had our own bathroom that only the seniors could go in.
Now, see,
that
for
was
some
a
of
highlight.
Us, for some of us who went to even public schools, very small public schools, the idea of even picking classes was something that, until I got to college, was something that I didn't. I mean, actually, my senior year in high school, I picked classes. But my first 3 years in school is like, okay, here's your schedule, and you're going to go here, and go ahead.
One of the things I'd like to just mention as we're talking about the differences between public school versus Catholic school education, I know some parents may be concerned, if I send my kid to a Catholic school, they're not going to know how to assimilate with other kids of other faith backgrounds or different ethnicities, or they won't have that whole cultural experience and they're going to be stunted in some way. And I just want to say that that's not the case.
Yeah.
Catholic schools are like any, you still have the kids who are the troublemakers, and you still have kids who get suspended, and you still have kids that get detention, and you still have kids that pull jokes on teachers or cause trouble in a classroom.
Kids
are
kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's the education is what the education focus. And keeping the faith in the focus of your whole education is important. I would say that, the choices of books that we would read in English and in literature were more geared towards, authors that were probably more Catholic or had more of a faith vein in them. The things that we would study. And then we also had to write a term paper junior year and senior year. And I mean, my brother and my sister in public school never wrote a term paper. Mm. I don't even know if my brother ever had to write one in college.
So that prepared you better for
postgraduate
studies.
Yeah.
So your experiences there at Marion, and you kind of talked about, being exposed to new prayers and things like that. How did that impact your faith journey?
I think that having, we didn't necessarily have mass like once a week or anything. At least I didn't. And maybe it was because I was commuting from so far and I, had to take the bus.
How far were you?
About 15 miles away.
Okay.
And it seems like so much farther in my memory.
Did you take the public bus there?
No. Well, the first year my mom had to drive me because they didn't have bus service. But then more kids started going to Marion from the south suburbs. And I rode the bus the last 3 years of my education. Just having the exposure to our faith, to the Catholic faith throughout the day with praying before classes and praying for the football team, to win and to be safe and just having religion class and having, we'd have our religion class would have to go to confession, or we'd, have retreats in school. We did school fundraisers, we did like walkathons where we like one whole day was like, we'd walk all day and had to raise money for the school, I think those experiences, while I was maybe a little rebellious as a student, it kept me very bound to my faith,
So do you recall, when you did some of these fundraisers and such, did that put you in connection? Like, did you do fundraisers for a specific entity, a specific charity?
No, it was just for the school.
Okay.
Yeah, it was for the school. There were a lot of other opportunities to do things, volunteering at hospitals and as candy stripers and stuff. Unfortunately, because of the distance that I live from school, I wasn't able to participate in a lot of the other stuff. I did go to all the football games.
But you had an awareness of a larger community.
Yeah.
And how to do for the community because of the opportunities that were given as far as volunteerism went. What about the feeling or the idea, like when you heard current events or were a part of news and such, did you really feel like you received more information than perhaps, like a regular news service or the regular, what you'd see on TV, that you heard things about the Vatican, things about, Catholicism in the United States, things about that? Did you feel like you got that?
No, I don't remember anything specifically that stands out. I mean, John Paul II was the Pope at the time, and I know we, you know, we loved him.
Yeah.
I always felt like he was like a grandfather figure for me, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I always felt about him. But
it's interesting. Interesting perspective. I've always been kind of sort of, I guess the word, fascinated. Again, I mean, I'm a product of a small school, a small public school. And so, again, going back to the idea of picking what classes I wanted to take and things like that, you know, kind of fascinates me. But the idea of knowing as an eighth grader, you know, and most eighth graders aren't the most mature people in the world, but recognizing as an eighth grader that you wanted to be in an environment where the academic standards and the standards of conduct were well known and enforced and right up front. You know, I think that's
mature.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's fascinating in that you recognized that and you embraced it.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to transition out? Like one of the years did you go, gee, wish I think I just want to go back to public school?
No, I just didn't want to be in school at all.
Okay. Got it. So you were okay with where you were.
Yeah. Well, you know, some things need to stay in the...
Yeah.
You'll need
a lockbox. Yeah, the lockbox. I will tell you that part of our things that we were able to be exposed to at the Catholic school was the nuns took... offered that my junior year and senior year, and it was only for juniors and seniors anyway, a pilgrimage or a trip over spring break to Europe.
Mm.
So it wasn't, I guess it wasn't really a pilgrimage, but we did go to a lot of churches and see a lot of religious things there. Yes. And get to go to Mass on Easter and, you know, another... Mm-hmm. country in another language, you know, things like that are...
Yeah,
you know.
So the focus of the trips is more to heighten your awareness of your faith versus just to...
A vacation.
But it was, I mean, we did go to, you know, other, you know, we went to like a leather factory and a wood cutting,
sure.
You know, things like that in Italy.
But we did... The Lord gave us.
Yeah, but we had a they called it the audience with the Pope, but it's like you're in St. Peter's Square and there's like a million people there. So it's sure. not like this private audience,
right.
but I do have a photo of the Pope in the Pope mobile driving by, you know, waving. Yeah. And it was before he was shot. So there's no plexiglass
right.
around him. It's like just him. And, you know, it's one of my dearest treasures is that photo that I took of him.
Well, because you were blessed with so many choices in your area of different schools, do you, in other words, there were probably a lot more students going to the schools, and you were in the suburbs of a large city, so that makes sense. But so were the class sizes still smaller? That's one of the perks I know.
I think we had like maybe 25 to 30 kids in a classroom.
At high school level, yeah.
Yeah, we had, I want to say there was about 250 students in all of Marion.
Okay.
In the high school.
Yeah.
So you had 50 to 70 or so that graduated with you. Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe my numbers are wrong. I'd have to, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was... I mean, I didn't feel like the school was too small or too big. I mean, it was mm-hmm. it was a good
just right.
Yeah,
what did graduation look like?
We had that in our gym.
Okay.
And it was a very happy day for me.
Okay. You were glad you made it there.
Yes, I was glad to be moving on to college.
A lot of us were happy to get out of high school.
Yeah.
And a lot of us can relate.
You know, but that's what I'm saying, that, you know, you can go to a public school or a Catholic school and your kids are still going to be exposed to all kinds of other people and mm-hmm. other backgrounds and other things. And so a parent should not be afraid that if they choose to make the commitment to a Catholic education that their child is going to be stunted in any way.
Because it's still a slice of the real world.
Yeah. It's just a better education. I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
No, you can say that. It absolutely is.
At my time of life and in where the neighborhood I lived in, it was definitely a better education. Guaranteed.
So we got a couple minutes left here. Any final thoughts or maybe a challenge to some of our listeners that who have kids or grandkids that may be considering Catholic grade school and or high school?
Well, I can say that I am a proponent of it, and I kind of wish I had been able to go to Catholic school my whole life instead of just for high school. You know, when I've gone back to, even to my high school reunion, you know, there's still a little bit of pride that you're a Marian graduate, and you know, they send us a newsletter that I still get showing like where people have gone and what, you know, how many, you know, where people are at every different level of, you know, they've had graduates from the 60s. So, you know, it's just nice to see where people have progressed since their high school. And a lot of the people that work at the school now are, you know, graduates that I went to school with or that I knew.
Generational.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody over there that may be listening.
I doubt they're listening, but
well, we could get them to.
That's right.
But yeah, I
we
would
have a repeat on Sunday.
I definitely would you know challenge parents to consider that it's a good thing to have that Catholic education and keep building the faith that you're teaching them at that teaching your kids at home. And it's good to have that continually because kids forget things, you know. So having that reinforcement in the schools is definitely a good thing.
I love that you prayed before activities because I think that sets the tone for a prayer life of before I do anything, I just need to remember to thank the Lord or be with the Lord or ask him to be, you know, ask him to be present with me.
That's a good way to end this week's episode of School Spirit. Keep the Lord in the center of your life. And keep praying for this network and for all of us here, all of our volunteers, all of our listeners, and all of our donors, and those of us that make up the leadership, the board of directors. And we really, you know, we rely on those prayers, and we rely on each and every one of y'all, our extended radio, Catholic radio family. So
Amen.
God bless everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of School Spirit. We hope you'll tune in next week, and remember to put on the armor of God.